Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reach. Bringing duggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Living see his girls, I'm throwing pins, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing covers, dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, wishes over the witches. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, that's how to sleep, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit for my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned that it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hate me, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisting into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisting into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Well, we'll be out to good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggle the Rider A with your host, Tavik.
Co-host, Ghetto G. G will be joining us very shortly. He tends to be a little bit late sometimes.
But we got our homie Trey up in the room. And Trey, man, I know how you feel. Because I've got 3 days off. I'm excited for this shit. So, what do you say we get into a track? You know what? I say, in honor of the return of a fourth season of That Metal Show up on VH1 Classic, I say, Welcome to the Jungle. Yeah, we back. And you know what? I think it's time to play some real old school shit that I put up on this motherfucking soundboard. Now, I don't know. Most jugglers out there, for some reason, think that what ICP did, Let's Go All the Way, that it's the fucking original. Nah. I'm gonna tell you right now. There's an even more original fucking Let's Go All the Way, way before ICP did it. And honestly, this is actually my favorite version. I mean, yeah, ICP did a fucking dope ass cover of it and made it their own. But nothing beats the true fucking original, in my mind. I mean, seriously, nothing beats it. So let me see if I can get to it. And I can play it for y'all motherfuckers. And Trey, man, I think you know what I'm talking about, man, when it comes to this track. So here we go. This is Sly Fox with Let's Go All the Way.
Jump, 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 jump,
let's go all the way.
And we are back. Let's see here what to put next for y'all motherfuckers. See, I got a couple more old school shit up on here. But I went to get OG fucking calls the fucking just so we could blow his fucking mind with the shit I uploaded. But let's see here. You know what? Since we just played the original Sly Fox version of Let's Go All the Way, I say we go with ICP's cover. I think it's only fair. So let's see. Let me get down to that. It's going to take that long. There we go. Is there a track you want to hear? Man, how the fuck did a battery in your keyboard die? Can't you just plug that shit in and like, you know, it's automatically on the fucking, like, I don't know. Well, how about we go with a Japanese band? This is called Gak. I don't know if I'm pronouncing their name correctly. I'm going to say Gak. The track is called Black Stone. Here we go.
何かほら優しい思い出にならせしまった現実夢は途切れば今でも笑った君風いつも宝物になっていたあの日の現実夢は閉じれば今でも笑った君がいていつも
back. And we are back. Now, let's see, up next. Let's see, what can I give you, motherfuckers? You know, let's go with that little twist, since that's what I was bumping earlier. Maniac Killer.
The Lotus Pod. The Lotus Pod, fucker. Vampiro, child of the rancid, wretched darkness. Vampiro, I truly am a Juggle Lotus. Maniac Killer, super unknown hero.
Vampiro.
Yeah, a true hatchet rider. Long reign the Lotus Killers. Then again, it's my privilege to powerbomb your fucking ass on a bed of butcher knives, motherfucker.
Whoa!
The result of six serial murderous maniac killers. Killing, murdering, stabbing,
chopping, hacking, cutting.
All hail the Lotus Pod from hence we came. Hello, I'm Shag. I don't know, maybe you heard of me.
The Southwest Strangler!
That one guy from ICP.
No.
Well, that's cool, then you don't know what to expect.
No.
Allow me to extend my hand of friendship and shake your fucking neck!
Cause
if you don't know, well, now you got a clue.
Two dope maniac killer
from the Dark Lotus crew.
Oh, shit. Damn. What?
Let me quit choking you.
Psych!
I need a single before I go ballistic. Statistics of my mind frame explains when I'm insane, I'm twisted, branded with the mark of the axe, a minor relapse, and all I wanna do is split back. I'm a maniac, but you gotta understand it, I can't control my hands enough. I love to choke you if I can enough. Never once, nowhere in my mind was I ever saying it.
Help me,
ever since I remember.
Help me,
killing's just a
I'm
game.
I'm a maniac killer, blood gets spilled. See me on the street, bitch, don't get killed. My mind is on my axe and my axe is on my side.
Tell me,
who wanna die?
Tell me,
who wanna die? I'm a maniac killer, blood gets spilled. See me on the street, bitch, don't get killed. My
watch me, on tippy-toe,
Richie,
your death is slow,
don't run,
nowhere to hide,
one more,
one homicide,
who cares,
when I was hungry,
passed out,
dead with no money,
mama,
she cleaned your toilet,
mama,
she bought my bullet.
One job,
ugly and bloody.
Fear not,
I am no sicko.
Yeah, life,
not worth the nickel.
No, no,
I will not eat you.
Your kind,
I will defeat you.
Mama,
never expected.
Mama,
her pain.
I'm a maniac killer. Blood gets spilled. See me on the street, bitch. Don't get
Don't ask where the fuck that shit came from. But, shit, y'all fucking, remember, this fucking Monday, the 20th, the one and motherfucking only fucking Batista returns to the WWE and steps foot into a WWE ring for the first time in quite some time. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to see him whoop some motherfuckers' asses, namely Alberto Del Rio. Motherfucker needs to get destroyed on an automatic. But, let's see here. What can I play for y'all? Let's see. Yeah. How's about Alice Cooper? Drag it down.
You thought that it was over. Come on, you're really
my bad, y'all. I just pissed, but, holy shit, we got a request for a track that we never get a request for, but, here we go. Busta B, Ghetto G, The Wobble. Back. Did everybody enjoy the wobble? Now, let's see. You know what, Trey, even though Ghetto G's not here, since you were talking about OG shit, I got some OG shit. And you know what, I got couple of OG's fucking shit up on here. Well, they were both on my OG shit, but either way. Let's see here. You just might remember this next track.
Wah bam loom bam la bam bam to the boot. Oh, bum, I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's a gal that I love best. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Ooh, to the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Bob-a-loom, bob-a-bum-bum, I got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Do the booty, oh Rudy. Do the booty, oh Rudy. Do the booty, oh Rudy. Bum, got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy.
And we are back. Now I think it's time we just act a fool.
Tell me what you gon' do.
Act a fool.
Somebody broke in and cleaned out your crib. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool.
Just bought a new pair and they scuffed your shoes. Tell me what you gon' do.
Act a fool.
Now them cops tryna throw you in them county blues. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool.
Talk about gat, traps, cops and robbers. It's 911, please call the doctor. Evacuate the building and trick the pigs. Since everybody want a piece, we gon' split your wig. See some fools slipped up and overstepped their boundaries. You bout to catch the cold, stay the fuck from around me. Your peeps talking about what kind of shit he on. You'll disappear like poof, bitch be gone. You think 12 gon' catch me? Give me a break. I'm supercharged with a hideaway license plate. It seems they wanna fingerprint me and give me some years. They'll only get one finger while I'm shifting gears. I got suede on my roof, wood grain on the dash, sheepskin on the rug, golden grain in the stash. Hydraulics all around, so I shake the ride. We go front, back, and side to side.
Some punk just tripped up and made you spill your drink. Tell me what you gon' do.
Act a fool. Now your car just stopped on an empty tank. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool.
If you got late bills and you lost your job, tell me what you gon' do.
Act a fool.
If you bout to get drunk and you ready to mob, boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool.
Let's take it to the street, 'cause
cause I'm ready to cruise. Just bought me and my cars all some brand new shoes. And the people just there, so I love to park it. And I just put a computer in the glove compartment. With my pedal to the flow, radar on the grill. TV in the middle of my steering wheel. It's my car's birthday, so we blowing them candles. Most speakers in the trunk that my ride can handle. Got my name in the headrest, read it and weep. Nice tank in the back, camel hair on the seat. And when I pull up to the club, I get all the affection. Cause the women love the paint and they can see their reflection. I'm about to take off, so F what you heard. Because my side mirrors flap like a fucking bird. And for the fools, we gon' clock one, then we'll pop one. Cause my folk riding shotgun with a shotgun.
You just got hustled for a wider cash, man. What you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Now your friends just smoked up your brand new stash. Say, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Now them girls up the block still running their mouth. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
If anybody talk bad about the dirty style, tell me what I'm gon' do.
Act a fool!
I got my eyes wide shut and my trunk wide open. Did donuts last week in the street still smoking. See, I'm off the antifreeze and my car is tipsy. On the off-ramp doing about 150. Rolling through East Pern on my way to Ben Hill. Slide a five to the junkie to clean my windshield. Got the whole crew riding and we starting shit. I even got a trailer hitch with a barbecue pit. And now all you wanna do is get drunk and pout. Plus your new name is Fire cause we stomped you out. And yeah, we blow trees and bees, that's fantastic. So girls, hold your weave while I'm weaving through traffic. I kick the fifth gear and tear the road apart. You'll be like Lil John Q and get a change of heart. It's one mission, two clips, and some triple beam. I'm about to blow this whole shit up to smithereens.
The potholes in the street just bent your rims. Tell me what you gon' do.
Act a fool!
Man, that ain't sticky, that sticks and stems. Boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
Catch your man with another bitch up in your bed. Ladies, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
If the bottle's all gone and your eyes are red, boy, what you gon' do?
Act a fool!
And we are back. Let's see here. Let's see what I got up on here. You know what? This is bringing shit to the fucking past, man. And actually, let me see. Something here. Yeah, fucking. In a few months. The anniversary of Ronnie James Dio's death will be upon us. And you know what? I think it's only fair that we pay our homage and our respect to the man, because this man helped fucking revolutionize and change the industry as we know it for the best, for the better. So let me see if I can find my motherfucking Dio up on this soundboard. Let's see. But it was here a bit ago. Let's see what I can do. I probably passed it and just didn't realize it. But I'm more likely, just passed it. Let's see. Or I don't have it up on here anymore. What the fuck happened? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to have to fucking redo this entire fucking soundboard, but, guess I don't have Holy Diver up on here. I thought I did. Let me see something. Let me see if I can find it. If not, I think I have it on my computer somewhere. I can get it uploaded. Let's see. Okay, I must have removed it. The soundboard ate it one in the damn motherfucking two. So, go with a different track then. Yep, fuck it. Judas Priest, Breaking the Law. Tiny Toons, Unlocking New Doors.
You are now listening to Dancing of Octane Entertainment. I'm not that type to walk a trade, or sometimes dread another day. It gets worse and worse when I think this way. One do it, then go care about fate. Don't ask me if I am okay. Just pass me my blunt rolling tray. Let's buff all the pain away. Good thing we grow dank in the base of stoners from San Jose. How much does that sacrifice they wake? Can a pretty girl come out and play? Be down for a little role play. Didn't mean to offend that shit, okay? Everything about you we just displayed. This was a razor or throwaway. A lot of the pleasure sister and lame. Make a switch from my old thunder to my new spray. More rip after more with marijuana for days. Always looking green, covered in sticky soup with silver haze. Got a permanent glossy glaze. UV out cold, snoring, never smoked even half the weed I blaze. I'm unlocking new doors while you're lost in the mainstream maze. Adding to my knowledge while yours decays. Oh babe, I can see the form, something before portrays. You need to chill out with that, some smoke with you jays. Drink and take shots till your body feels a blaze. My insides must be on fire, smoke never stops me now. True trees and ditties, that's what I'm all about. So many foundations to see, bitten them like they drought. I am a little kinky, make you dress up like broke out. If you ain't fucking it, without a doubt, once you've had a taste, won't be able to live without. Put your head back and enjoy my scenic route. Bet you're happy now that you didn't hold out. Screaming, yelling, moaning, my name is what you shout. When I finish with you, we're all gonna be stuck up in the drought. They say revenge is the only thing a woman really has. I must be different, cause I got my dab. Urgently your results came back from the lab. You're infected again, this time you got grabs. Like a prince or sharing tabs, now go keep your bab. I'm sick of hearing your blab, gonna have to call your ass a cab. Don't wanna see you flash blab, I'd rather take you off like a scab. You'd fuck anything your hands will grab. Only thing on your mind is paper. If I'm not smoking weed, I'm hitting a vapor. I can't be your savior. Put you on speed dial, leave an hour later, eat that shit up. Like I'm scared that you one day it hits you. Like I'm afraid I got the more me to leave a saber. Fuck you, what I have to say to any hater. Besides standards, I don't ever care. I shouldn't listen to your opponent. Waiter to Mother Earth. Trash is a traitor. Sometimes you step in, be the invader. No one likes a tailgater. Be your own life narrator. In between an unseen equator. You can rise up, be greater. When the power's out, be the generator. Be the useful, creative innovator. Paint your own picture, be the traitor. Free yourself, be a crusader. Then gotta let you be a liberator. Gotta keep giving, even if there's no return. Think they got it figured out, think the lessons learned. Who's gonna get your back when the tables turn? Defensively you threw them out and let the bridges burn. Companionship is now the only thing that you yearn. Looking for that fire, searching like a treasure hunt. That's why we getting baked and gone like a bun. Everyone racing the front, always some denying your blunt. No one can take a compliment, they'd rather be called a cunt. But it's always gonna be like that, that's just the way it is. Only thing I want you to share, is water when you kiss. But I don't know you like that, so we'll back up out your biz. No one on this earth has a right to judge. Never going out the way, except for the budge. Getting something they want, like a fat kid in fudge. Around people falling down like a domino chain reaction. No, you got good intentions, I'm absolutely put it in your action. Boiling out with anger, always a quick reaction. We're worried about today's feelings and tomorrow's satisfaction. Go ahead and try to complete your life transaction. You're God under my skin, so the answer is subtraction. Next level up is a human extraction. I'm here to clean your mind, be a deadly distraction. Living life as a public, freak show attraction.
And we are back. Now let's see here. Up next, Tech Motherfucker 9, Strangeland.
Where am I?
You don't know where you are?
No, I don't.
You're in Strangeland.
Strangeland?
Yeah, Strangeland.
Well, how did I get here?
Well, that's simple, Mr. Yates.
What do you mean?
You're the creator.
All was amazing after raising up and gazing at the babe that I'm creating nights and days and paving the way for raging techaholics making havens next to all this hate and crazy and death. We call it a place of consummation, of perfection, fulfillment. The tech runs the building, respect wins resilience from threats, guns, and illnesses. This place is realness, it feels if it's lifted them, it's sick and twisted in real wicked villages. And I'm the main man that made every effort to gain fans. Through all my pain I obtained grand millions just cause of my brain. Now my lane stands insane rent, the name brand, call it Strangeland.
Getting paid was the game plan, but the lane transformed to untamed fans enhanced in the strange land. Pain in the same land. Strange land, where everybody know my name, man. Cause my blood and veins ran through the mainland. I am in the strange land.
With technicians, let this one stress lifting mesh kits and sets with them techless and vets. Expression is best written, less hidden, flesh women, sex driven, that's living. Yes, been impressed by the way the tech is blessing them. It shows cause the land is steady grows and I'm the man with fetty flows. But understand he said he knows that he ran a deadly road, but he woke up with a family rose in a land of uncanny souls. And they adore him, even if they can't afford him. Be the rich and be the poor, then really get to be before him. To get laced on mistakes and big breaks, quick pace lyrics they pick in this place.
He played me some stuff when in LA off the Carter 4. He has a record on there with this dude named Tech 9. I don't know if you guys heard of him.
Right.
It's crazy.
Getting paid was the game plan, but the lane transformed to untamed fans enhanced in the strange land.
Mic's on, but I never thought the world would buy my songs. Cause in my land I am the highlight inside my dome. But now it's my hype, they try bite cause my life long. In this hip hop, everybody's lift drops. When I spit the gift, it quickly shifted cause I give props. It's terrific, they recognizing me on every level if you missed it. If you look, you're finding me in a very rebel, this is listed. Tech 9, an insane man. His own lane had the strain and pain and that became fans. When all the dames glance, he's doing the rain dance. Because the whole world is about to be a strange land.
And the left field, what are you going to?
untamed fans enhanced in the strange land.
And we are back. Up next, see, you know what? Stroke 9, kick some ass.
How many people want to kick some ass? I used to be a nerd, grew up in the suburbs. Nothing there ever went wrong, I made it up in the song. I talk about the hood, I say stuff like, it's all good. Tell people I'm down with all the cool kids downtown, when I've never even been there. How many people wanna kick some ass?
I do.
And how many people stick a hole in their back? You can't rap. Loosen that strap a little more till your axe hits the floor. Flip off your fans, make them cheer. Try to look sincere. Anger's today's fashion, so sing another song about fashion. Someone head in. How many people wanna kick some ass?
I do.
And how many people stick a hole in back?
Y'all, up next, King Spade, Inked Up.
Hello.
What up, Zach?
What up, man?
Hey, I got a cancellation. You want
to do it? Yeah, I'll be there like an hour or something.
Cool. Wait. In a little bit.
You can use a button in the machine, they ain't clock
fucking loaded. Time to get another piece and just wrap these folds up. Needle hit the skin, you feel the calm taking over. You're in a state of peace, thanks a lot to the soldier. Perception starts, the seconds turn to minutes. Minutes turn to hours, but don't stop until it's finished. The pain is pleasant, instantly gratified. The end result is vivid to the day you die. Roll a joint, see a point, take a hit, there it is. Got that bomb ass chronic, let my high set in. In the chairs where I sit, leaning back to get it set. On my neck and on my chest, got the color gray and black. Van Corn represent, give me love up on the tap. At the shop, at my bed, hit me up, I hit it bad. The task going down, it's song coming over. King Spade for life, on my back and on my shoulders. All the past, what it's like being tattooed. So many memories, remember a lot of good times, built a lot of good friendships. It's a pure expression of oneself to the world. To be remembering the love on no reports of your little girl. You gon' ride by my side, what's going down? See a picture of your face, your mama's looking wild. Together forever through the ink, that's what's up. I got your smile on my skin every day I get the love. And that's how I felt at the moment that I got it. Just to let you know that you'll never be forgotten. Every time I look at that part of my body, you're always gonna be there, always right beside me. I forget about the time I was sitting in the chair when I had you in my mind. Fuck the world's all good. Time to represent for life, let's do it all tight. Tonight's the night I set the needle in my skin. That's what it's like being tattooed. Tattooed from my toes to neck end. It doesn't bother me if it doesn't yourself. But if it does go to hell, I got a pocket full of wealth. Yeah. Just take a trip to Big Ben. Take a pill, drink a beer, get a chat up there. Rep the hill, go see Bill and Andre. People always wonder about the south down yonder.
That's what it's like being tattooed.
Kid Crazy, where I roam.
Yeah. the cemetery, which is number three, and begin to paint the streets that red to make my day stand, dressed in jet black, in the alleyway, cursing crazy about the tag. Pockets on the seat, black hair, big tits, grab her by the hair, run her next to first slit. Gang team the corpse, just to show no remorse, can't call a rape, cause we didn't use any force. In the graveyard, is where I roam.
All right, we back. Now, let's see, up next, what to give y'all up next. I say, KGP, fight shit.
It's that kill music, that fight music, it's that murder music. You wanna fight, motherfuckers? Yeah, you wanna die, motherfuckers, in the die, yeah. You wanna smoke, then let's smoke, motherfucking yeah. You wanna burn, fucking hell, then let's burn, yeah. You wanna brawl, then let's war, motherfucking yeah. You wanna score, then let's score, meet some snow, yeah. You wanna battle, then let's battle, motherfucking yeah. You wanna kill, then we kill, motherfucking yeah. You wanna fight, motherfuckers, then let's fight, fuck it. I've had enough of your punk ass dogs and shit. You got your voice, we're bringing the fuck over here. And once I finish this beer, it's go time. Blood, I'm a one and number two. It's gonna teach you a lesson. You cannot fuck with the wicked. Get fucked with my bitches. Can't even talk with your jaw broken metal stitches. So what you looking at? Shit, I see a dead man. I'm having premonitions of a bullet in your head. Why can't you see this? Or you're too busy praying to Jesus. How would you like to suck my gun? Get on your knees, bitch. And what you crying for? I thought you wanted to fight. You must be a fucking faggot in your bras too tight. It's time to say goodnight. I'll let you go to die. But if I see your face again, bitch, you're gonna die. Yeah, you wanna die, motherfuckers, then let's die, yeah. You wanna smoke, then let's smoke, motherfucker, yeah. You wanna burn, fucking hell, then let's burn, yeah. You wanna war, then let's war, motherfucker, yeah. You wanna score, then let's score, meet some snow, yeah. You wanna battle, then let's battle, motherfucker, yeah. You wanna kill, then we kill, motherfucker, yeah. You wanna look at me when I study the book of wickedry. I'm gonna melody and shit, I think I'm seeing three. I'm glad to feel more flesh, one for that wicked shit. Four shots in LDD and two shots for that stupid bitch. And now I'm pulling in ahead of a pussy full of semen. I put her in my freezer, I mean that thing was never. I started concentrating bodies like I made a pillar. You get the picture, I'm sicker than the average Joe. I cut your neck and put your lunch up through your fucking throat. And then I feed it to the bibble and her ritual. Sacrilegious bitches get ridiculous and sell the soul. But you ain't selling nothing, you're talking shit for something. But you can walk the fucking walk, it's just a punk kid. Doing that internet thugging, you better shut the fuck up. Before I detonate the bomb and blow your guts up. Kill me. You wanna fight? You wanna burn in hell? Yeah. You wanna go to war? Let's go to war, motherfucker. Yeah. This is kill music, yeah, motherfucker. This is kill music, yeah.
20 years.
And we are back.
His parts are so bad. It takes 20 years off of my life.
Man, what can I give y'all?
No credit, no.
Definitely not that trick.
So, March 18th on Metal Blade.
You know what, fuck it. Power Man 5000. Theme to a fake revolution.
I'm not a spaceman, but on the other hand, down fair. I know that
Up next, Big B. Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm still a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I'm waking up at like 11 in the morning, playing by the rules, yo, it's just so boring. I'm eating Captain Crunch for lunch, do I got issues? Yeah, man, I got a bunch. Like late night fist fights, half pints and dirt bikes. Yo, I love them all, so they label me an outlaw. But I still keep it raw. You don't have to respect me, you can love me or hate me, but I ain't gonna change and you ain't gonna make me. The lyrical privilege, full pledge, living life on the edge. Straight out of control, self-proclaimed asshole. And I am what I am.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm still a hooligan.
Hooligan.
Thinking of my next hustle, looking for the next sorry fuck, I can muscle. Talking shit for the fuck of it, running amok and still loving it. A hoodlum role model, chugging on a Jaeger bottle, mesh hat, t-shirts and baggy pants, putting in work, grooming some bud plants. Oh, it's a hard life we live, but nothing's changed ever since I was a kid. So what fuck is something that I still don't give? Maybe it's in my genes, maybe I was born to be spiteful and mean, but whatever it is, I wouldn't change a thing. It's all about living life in the fast lane.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm still a hooligan.
Hooligan.
The West Coast bruiser, 5'9 cruiser, 100% natural born loser that never sold out, not even once. Dedicate my life to rocking my dirt bikes and knocking out fronts. A menace to sobriety with the variety of mental problems that refuse to quit till I hit rock bottom. Addicted to Cadillacs, jumbo jacks, 12 packs and fat tracks. The local ball superstar whose mom's scarred from punching the time card. A strip club stalker, late night street walker, a loner with the boner, trying to make some money but my printer's out of toner.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm a hooligan.
Hooligan.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
What?
I am what I am, I'm still a hooligan.
Hooligan. What? Hooligan. What? Hooligan. What? What? Hooligan.
Ah, you're up next, Big Hoodoo, Crystal Skull.
Kinda ill sipping out it, it gets me to tripping. First it make me hiccup, then I'm out looking for a family to stick up. Before I do that, I sip up, rip my shirt off. Got bullet wounds, scars and cuts. Running up in the store, they looking at me like I'm fucking nuts. Whipping out my hatchet, I stuck it in the counter and look at the clerk like what's happening. He reached for the telephone, he about to find himself in the back wrapped up in some cellophone. Headbutt him and he fell slow. In the corner screaming cause she knows she gon' be the next to go. Now I should start running, but I'm like, fuck the police, they some bitches, I hope they coming. And I pour another shot, and heed the words of the Crystal Skull. Bloody or not,
when I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never done. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, I can levitate and walk the way. When I'm drinking out my Crystal Skull, there's always fun, the party's never.
Like I'm getting wasted.
tasted. But that potion make me wanna guzzle it every time I taste it. Wake up in somebody's car, I don't know the motherfucker driving, and I don't know where the hell we are, but we going real fast. The music is loud and the cops is right behind our ass. Little finger off the window, we accidentally hit a bum. Now it's murder one that we info. I pull one more shot, better make this one a double, cause I know the trouble ain't gonna stop. I got a plan, you dig? The potion would get us out, but the driver gotta take a swig, so he fucking chugged it. His eyes turned red, he looked at me and said,
I fucking love it.
Then we lost all control. The car disappeared, now I'm falling down a rabbit hole.
When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate it.
I'm about to sip another drip, there ain't no question. I hear voices now saying, bring us back to life. I held it up, looked at it. I felt invincible when it started glowing from my black magic. Big hoodoo speaking. Pour another potion in the skull and keep drinking.
When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, there's always fun, the party's never dull. When I'm drinking out my crystal skull, I can levitate it.
I missed Adrenaline Mob, Cycle Sane.
Wait!
back. What up, ghetto?
What's up, motherfucker?
Not much. Trey left.
Oh, yeah? Did he hold up his end of the deal?
Well, he stayed for most of the show.
Good job, Trey.
Then he left.
Now I don't have to kill you.
Oh, but you know, I love my little experiment that I did up on fucking Facebook, because it just proves that I was right.
Oh yeah, Mr. Smarty Pants, Mr. I know who made that song before ICP.
Yeah, man. Funny thing is, well, about three people fucking said ICP, and then Buzzkill said some band I never heard of. So,
I've heard the original version on the radio before. I just don't know who sings it.
Fly Fox.
Who?
Fly Fox.
Fly Fox.
Yeah, it was done back in. Actually, that track was actually done back in 1985.
Well, did anybody get it right?
No. Almost everybody said ICP.
Yeah, well, what did you expect?
Well, all except for Buzzkill. Buzzkill said it's the perpetual hype engine. Whoever the fuck that is.
Okay,
I know.
I think he just randomly blurted out some name.
I think so, too.
So who the hell is that person on your page always sharing the photos but never shows them?
Which one?
There's really only one.
You mean that Jesse Whitfield chick?
Yep. Wait, that's a chick? I thought that was a dude.
Yeah, no, it's a chick. Yeah, I don't know.
Always sharing the promos, I see, but never had her here.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just like how people still like promos I posted on people's walls a long fucking time ago.
But they never show up.
I mean, like, for interviews that have been done for like a year now.
I don't know.
Well, maybe they're liking it because they're going to show up.
Yeah, they're going to show up, all right. A year from now.
We're going to go back in time and they're going to show up.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to show up. And be like, hey, where's Tech N9ne? You only missed them about 3 years ago.
What was that? You watch
that metal
like
show?
TRL or something?
Fuck TRL, man. This is all that metal show. TMS.
Man, when you abbreviate it, it just sounds like it's a fucking disease or something. Yeah, I got that TMS. What the fuck?
No, but no, man, like, there's a fucking part in this that's funny as all hell that you have to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that out there. So he invented Van Halen.
He invented spelling cruise ships with a J, I think.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I never saw a cruise ship. It was only with a C before he came around.
So we had to do that.
A Park Phantoms, right? From Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
All right, yeah.
I never saw Park Phantoms before.
Jason Hook can recite every bit of dialogue from Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah.
And Miley Cyrus' tongue.
Yeah, that's true. That whole thing she does with her tongue? Except she, like, when she does, it looks like she's, like, trying to dislodge a pube from the back there. When she does it, she actually does.
But yeah, that's definitely one of the best parts of this fucking season. The fact that they're talking shit on fucking Miley Cyrus on this episode.
I don't know anybody in the world that isn't.
Well, I know. It's just funny because they're doing like the top five things that Gene Simmons says that he invented, and a part of that category is the fucking Miley Cyrus tongue thing, and Don Jameson said, except when Miley Cyrus does it, it looks like she's trying to fucking dislodge a fucking pube.
Probably. I mean, she probably did fuck Robin Thicke before every performance and shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. So how about the fact that I decided to upload some really old school tracks to the soundboard?
As you always do.
Yeah. Like, let's see. What would be a good track to play? Not really old school that I upload to the soundboard. Something that you actually might remember. Probably will.
Wah bam bloom bam blah bam bam to the boot oh hoo 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 oh wah bam bloom bam blah bam bam I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. To rock to the west, but she's a gal that I love best. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Woo! To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Wop, bop, loom, bop, lop, bop, bop. I got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Woo! To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Pop, pop, pop. Blah, blah, blah. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Woo! To the booty, oh Rudy.
And we're back.
So why is it you felt the need to upload that?
I don't know. But I uploaded 3 tracks by Little Richard.
Okay, then.
I also uploaded Jerry Lee Lewis and Sly Fox.
Right.
I even downloaded Ray Charles to my computer as well.
Man, all this shit I never listened to ever.
Yeah. Until you come to JR.
Yeah, here and you're in some dumbass mood and want to play some nonsense.
Yo, man, let's go back to like the 60s, the 70s, man, 80s.
Actually, Little Richard would actually be the 50s, I believe.
Jeez, even further back.
But at the same time, though, man, you know, it goes to show, you know, to all the new generation juggalos that, you know, that you only have to listen to ICP to be a juggalo. They're wrong. You can listen to even old school shit like that and still be a juggalo.
What? You can listen to other music besides ICP?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
New school juggalos has been around for years.
I love when people make up their own rules. It's amazing.
Yeah, right?
But I haven't heard anything like that in a while, so I'm waiting to find another one.
But, I mean, yeah, that's the way I look at it. I mean, shit. And technically, I mean, like, if you really think about it, without the legs of Ray Charles or Little Richard, there would be no ICP.
Do you know you say that about absolutely everybody?
But hey, it is true, though.
You bring up that fact about anything. I swear to God, you do. Well, of course, man. Somebody had to start something, no matter what that one is.
Exactly. These bitches look ugly.
What the hell are you doing?
Just saying how these bitches look ugly.
Although, on the other hand, I thought it was kind of funny. I was buying an 8x10 of AJ Lee at Kmart today, and the guy that was ringing me up, he was like, "Ooh." I was like, I guess he likes it. It was just funny, because I was like, "Oh." I just started laughing, because I know why he was saying it.
Oh, bud.
Because, man, I was like, look at this shit. $4.99. I'm going to fucking buy this.
Yeah. And then he decides to go, ooh.
I guess he's never seen it before. Or seen her before. Because, like, I don't know. They had, like, you know, the section of shit and whatnot. They had, like, a stack of photos. And then a whole bunch of them are just dudes, you know, like The Shield and Sheamus and the fucking Daniel Bryan or something. And then there was, like, an AJ.
Oh, man.
I guess little kids don't like the girl wrestlers.
I guess not. Just because of the show, they are gay.
Then again, I don't understand why you can't ever find any female wrestler or action figures. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
They always put these things out, but they're never anywhere. But if you want John Cena or Randy Orton or Sheamus or Del Rio, you're in luck.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Because they're fucking everywhere.
Jessica Negri has some new pictures.
On her store or just new pictures?
On her store.
Oh, yeah, like what, besides the two Pokemon?
Yeah, two Pokemon, and then Rena. I don't know who the Rena is, but, okay, Rena the Grand Archer. Probably from Final Fantasy.
Is that it? Just that?
Yeah.
So she added, what, one picture?
Pretty much.
Man, I think they got better pictures going on over at the other place, whatever the fuck they're doing, taking photos for.
Which one?
I don't know what the hell is it. Pixie something or other. I don't know, some other fucking like page on there that takes photos of them.
I was trying to find them.
Taking pictures of her and Ricky and whoever else.
All I know is Liz Caston needs to get her fucking store back of her rings and quick. That way I get me some fucking Chewbacca.
Shit, hit her up and ask her if there's any way you can actually buy some pictures off of her, even though her store is down.
Yeah, you can probably draw that. Yeah, and the only Pixie I'm finding is musicians, Pixie Sticks.
All right, man, go to my page, and I posted a picture of her just not too long ago. What does it say on that picture?
Let's go find out. Let's go past the video that Trey tagged us in.
What video is that?
He took a picture of, well, he recorded a video of Juggalo Rider Radio and posted it up on Facebook. Tell motherfuckers to get their asses in there.
Hopefully he didn't break his lamp this time.
Let's see here. Devil Girl Sinful Candy?
No. On the picture of Jessica.
Pixelette Pinups.
There you go.
Pixelette Photography, here we go. But let's see if they have a store.
If so, they should post them pictures they just took.
I think I'm in the wrong spot.
I don't understand how you could be in the wrong spot.
I mean, this is, I don't know if this is it, but I don't see a store, though. My music finishing downloading.
You always got some weird fucking noises and shit. No matter what the hell you're doing. Whether you're on your PlayStation just sliding through. You get a fucking message on Facebook or something. Sounds like a car door. I usually got sounds for anything. I fucking hate noises. That's why my phone's always on silent.
Man, Michael Lee looks sexy as fuck with red hair.
Haven't you already seen her with red hair?
No. But I do want some more Marco Lee pictures.
Well, then you just get paid.
Yeah, so I got about 66 bucks left out of 103.
Oh, yeah, what'd you buy? Something useful.
Yeah. Bought my cigarettes. Bought my, let's see, paid off Hulu Plus. And Michael Lee looks sexy as fuck.
Well, you have her permission to wank away.
This is true.
You have my permission to die now.
Again, we also have permission to wank the fucking wank away at just a Negri.
It's just funny that you just said wank away. That was amazing. Oh, yeah, she gave us permission, too.
Yeah, man, up on her Ashley Ketchum picture. Decorate your wall with this 8.5 by 11 poster of myself. Jessica Negri, man, that sounds weird. You know what? You put me right after your games, and I will be happy. Or maybe on your swing. Or your bathroom. Yeah, put this above your toilet so I can stare at you.
Yeah, I really don't think that should have been on that photo since he's dressed like a dude.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's going to probably go for any picture.
I'm just saying that picture in particular.
So you see? But you got permission for her, too.
So why exactly is she so well known? How long has this bitch been doing this?
Jessica, I don't even know.
Because everybody seems to know who the hell she is.
Yeah, right?
There's all these, like, interviewers and shit, man, looking for her.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that everybody knows who she is, but, shit, man, I wouldn't mind doing an interview with her.
Or I think it is kind of funny that, you know, she is one of them crazy chicks, and, she really doesn't care that her boobs are always up, as where anybody else that does that shit, they're like, ooh, it's not about that.
Yeah, right?
Although it's funny as hell how everybody always gives Yaya Han shit for that thing that she said on that show. Talk about, don't show so much cleavage. But then, like, she does that in every outfit. Yeah. But I don't know, apparently I saw her arguing with somebody about that or something, talking about it was supposedly a scene that was filmed and it was just cut short, you know, to make her, I guess, look like an asshole.
I guess so. I mean, because, yeah, I mean, you know, she says, don't show it to a squid, but yet her tits are always out.
Exactly. I'm not complaining about that at all.
It's funny because, like, Monica Lee even mentioned that same thing.
But all the people she does cosplay with, they do that.
Yeah. So what the fuck's the point of arguing about it?
Exactly.
Just let it happen. Just let your tits hang out. I mean, shit, look at fucking Liz Katz. I mean, her tits hang out almost every single time he's here. But,
yeah,
you know.
Pretty much everything that she posts. Yes.
So, and she doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
That's because she got fake boobs and she wants to show them off. She ain't going to hide them.
That's true.
Did you forget the why I got breast implants story?
No, I did not.
No, if you went through all that, you ain't gonna just wear like a turtleneck all the time.
This is true. But I mean, shit, yo, I mean, that's what makes you wonder. Is fucking Yaya's real, or are they implants too?
Nah, dude, they're definitely not real.
The same goes for Jessica Negri.
Now, those are questionable.
Yes, they are.
But I'm going to say they're fake.
Yeah, it's possible.
But like I said, those ones are at least questionable.
Whereas Yaya's, those are definitely fake.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, hopefully Monica Lee never gets implants. Because I think her fucking tits look amazing the way they are.
You love her just the way she is.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
As you break your fucking toilet.
Yes.
You really need to fix that, man. You break that toilet every damn day.
Man, they need to come to the toilet for fucking fat people.
What the hell does that mean?
It means so that way, you know, it's not always getting clogged up every time we take a shit.
Are you saying fat people take huge shits?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
What about those skinny people that take huge shits?
Well, then they can get sucked down with it.
Because I really don't think that matters if you're skinny or fat.
Yeah, maybe not. But,
it would be nice if they made comfortable toilets.
Well, yeah. Liana Vamp. Let's see what she's got from Liana Vamp.
Okay.
You got sexy ass fucking posters as well. They're only $15.
I found this other random chick too. She had a decent photo of her dressed as an Ewok.
What's her name?
Heather.
That's it, just Heather?
Nigga. I don't know, it was like Heather 1337.
Heather 1137.
No, just 1-1.
1-1.
No. 1. Bingo.
Oh, 1-3-7.
No. 1-3-3-7.
1-3-3-7.
Bingo.
There we go, found her. And she got a store too. Let's go check that out.
Duh. And the picture I just said's only $10.
Hey. She's got a fucking picture of her as a Black Canary, dark Supergirl. Must view entire store.
I wish these bitches had more of asses, though. Some bitch with like a fat ass or something.
we go, ghetto. For $7, you get a Star Wars bow tie.
Yeah, that might have worked when I worked at the movies. When I had to rock my bow tie there.
And she makes a sexy ass fucking Emma Frost, too.
You say that about everybody that is that fucking chick.
But Yaya Han makes the sexiest one of them all.
Did Monica do one of those too?
No. She did Rogue. And yeah, you're right. She does make a sexy as Ewok.
See that? Somebody posted that chick shit or whatever. I was like, damn, that's a sexy as Ewok right there. And she had a store. I was like, damn.
Yeah, and only $10. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's the only one I like anyway. Except for maybe one other one.
And Ivy Doomkitty's got a sale going on.
I don't know, man. That girl was just, like, weird. I don't know. But what's her sale, though?
Looks like every picture is, like, $15.
How much are they originally?
I don't know. But, Mask of Doom. Shit.
But I gotta say, so far, I'm seeing that the, Ricky's and, that chick you just looked at, they have, like, the biggest fucking picture so far. Because 11 by 17 is pretty fucking big.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, I have a frame sitting here for that size. That's pretty fucking big. I just got to decide what photo I would like to get.
I don't know, man. I'm not just thinking about maybe just getting a picture of Monica Lee as fucking little sister from fucking Bioshock.
Well, do that.
And she looks fucking, like, she looks good as a little sister.
You could pick up a Spring Breakers poster for $5.
Why the fuck,
Yeah, you had to think about that for a second. Wait a minute. What was that movie about? Oh, that's right. All the bitches in the bikinis and shit.
Well, this, Leanna Vamp has a picture of her as a Chewbacca, and like, her friend as Han Solo for $13. And it's the poster's 11 by 17.
Did you send me that link before?
Yeah, I probably did.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'll send it to you again.
So I think I remember looking at those photos. But the only Chewbacca that looks hot, man, is Liz Katz, and she's out of business right now.
Oh, yeah. She's out of business until March.
Yeah. When she comes back, she better have fucking Chewbacca and shit up there again.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think having a fucking picture of a fucking sexy-ass thick chick by fucking Ivy Doomkey would be dope, too.
Well, that's the chick you bought something for. Why not have a picture of her? Question is, does she ever get it?
That's a good question.
Well, does she make videos like everybody else, opening up mail?
You can find out. Take me to YouTube, motherfucker. Yeah, that worked out so well.
Hey everyone, Ivy Doom TV here. I just wanted to do a little video for you guys. Just to wrap up multiple things, just the con season's coming to an end for me, and you know, there's a few different things that I wanted to talk to, a few things that are coming up that I wanted to bring up to you guys. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you, and you have no idea how much I mean that. Thank you so very much, because 1 year ago, I would not have ever dreamed of doing the things that I've done this year. Just all of the opportunities and awesome, just craziness that I've been able to do, I would have never thought possible, and it's...
This is wonderful, but it's not going to answer our question.
No, it's definitely not. Fuck it, I'm just going to email her.
There you go.
Seems like the best way to go. Because I don't feel like listening to that entire video.
Is it even about what you're looking for?
I don't think so.
Well, then it's definitely not worth the watch. So, the sale's still going on at WWE. You can go pick up select merchandise for 60% off.
Yeah.
Which has nothing I fucking want. I was like, I could pick up this Wyatt family pendant. Then I was like, no. You know, when they're doing this, man, they should have marked down the rest of the Caitlyn shit even more.
Yeah, like a dollar for 50 cents.
Like, damn, man.
There, I sent her an email.
There you go.
I don't know, it's funny, because it seems like... Out of everybody in the cosplay, though, it seems like Monica Leo has the cheapest pictures. Because all hers are like, well, all her posters are $10.
Yeah. That's how much they should be for everyone.
Yeah. You know, speaking of YouTube, let's go see if Monica Leo's got any new pictures, videos up there. Same with everybody else.
The hell's that? Skype.
Yep.
Skype. What the fuck? Who you on there with? That crazy guy.
Yeah, no, fuck that out of here. All right, Skype. Hey, Skype over that nigga.
Turn on the webcam and you see, like, fire from people.
This chick only has like fucking, looks like 11 fucking videos, none of which have nothing to do with the Clark Kent glasses.
Well, all right then.
But Liz Cat has 6 new videos.
6 new videos about what?
Oh, wait, no, never mind. Maybe it's just one. Maybe it's just one new video. Cake Forks, apparently, is what this video is about.
Hey, guys.
Right.
Hey, Friday. Which is up?
What's your name? Are you going to say your name?
Okay, I asked two guys yesterday, or the day before, what you wanted to see today for Fan Friday, and I got a lot of responses. Most of the costumes weren't really practical to do today, but I do promise many more costumes in the next couple weeks for photos and videos. Promise. Maybe even another superhero boot camp. Maybe, yes. I got some Pokemon stuff coming, and all the stuff I need to finish.
Oh,
no. Hard All right, but I wrote down a list of some of the things you asked. You see me today? One is kissing myself. You wanted to see a photo of me kissing myself. I don't have one, but I'll demonstrate right here.
A photo of you kissing yourself?
Oh, yeah. All right, take first.
Yeah.
Right there. Take first. I'm surprised about it, too. For all of you who said you wanted to see my ass, this is my ass. He's very silly.
You
want to
see your ass.
And a hairy, too.
Yeah, she did. She showed her ass. Except there's a picture of a donkey.
Come on, man. Enough of this smart-ass shit.
but, I mean, hey, you know, you gotta admit, that, you know, that is kind of funny, though. You know, because, you know, people want to see her ass, and they end up getting a picture of a donkey.
Man, that was like whenever me and Victoria were fucking with some dude on Yahoo and shit, man, talking about he wanted to see her pussy. I was like, send him a picture of a cat.
All right, what else do we have here? Happy birthday, Cameron Ray. I don't know if it was that other day when I saved the post or today's your birthday, but happy birthday this week. And the last one here we have... wet t-shirt. Okay, right here. We got a shirt. We got some water. And it's wet.
Come on, man. This is just
all
some
right,
dumb shit that we would do.
Yeah. It's funny because of the fact they want to see a wet t-shirt, but yet the shirt she's wearing is leather. So it's not going to really come out being all wet and shit.
Wow.
What's even funny is the fact she literally just took a mug of fucking water and just dumped it on herself.
I bet all those douchebags are happy now.
Serious. A video of do's and don'ts of communicating with a girl through texting and social media. I am not the person to really ask about social norms and what you shouldn't do as far as girls go. Me personally, I mean, I don't necessarily like being communicated with, so I know this is me. But for other girls, the best way to communicate with them would vary on if you already know them, are they strangers, are they already on your Facebook, and do you know them personally or just through Facebook? Because the one thing is once they're on, you know, your Facebook or Twitter or whatever, then you can kind of reach out to them more, but you don't want to reach out to them too much. So what you can do is maybe put a little feeler out there, or be like, let's say you don't know the girl personally, but she's been on your Facebook for a while. Put something out there actually saying, you know, hey, I don't know how you got on my profile. I don't really know you. Or, what are you about? Or something random. Just something random that kind of makes you stand out, makes that stand out.
Like, what up, baby?
Profile or something like that. And
that could work.
I used to always do the interview.
most of the time it does.
Right, yeah. But so it's a kind of cute way. You say, hi, I'm Liz Katz, and then you put in a...
I am Yododododo from Afghanistan.
Called Shakes Hands. And that seems kind of cool and different, and that kind of leads to a conversation. And from there, once you've initiated the conversation, you can...
Why am I taking advice from her?
I don't know. Also, if someone doesn't respond to you on a personal page, and, you know, you're friends with them...
Nobody responds to me ever.
I mean, it's not like they're getting a million messages. Wow, my shirt is really still wet. It's not like they're getting a bunch of messages.
No,
I saw you message.
I swear, she's like the poster child for ADD.
I mean, you can reach out again maybe months later, but usually a girl just doesn't answer for a reason. She has a lot of people on there, though, that maybe it did get lost, but other than that, there's nothing worse than people that
Or you can pull a ghetto jean and just post some half-naked pictures of chicks on there.
Man, you gotta keep it entertaining somehow.
Yeah.
Nobody does anything on my Facebook. You don't understand. People post gay-ass shit.
Oh, man.
Talking about, let's go party, or I want to smoke weed, or... stupid-ass fucking lovey-dovey bullshit quotes and pictures like that. And then you get the occasional, you got a hot bitch on there, you know, post a photo and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's see. Wolf Cats has a fucking Model Mayhem page.
Wonderful.
Let's see how many pictures she has up on here. Not that many. Portfolio. She has no pictures in her portfolio.
Darn.
Let's see. Yep, that was a waste of time.
More?
Yep, that was a waste of time.
Alright, if you haven't yet, stuff around me wet right now. I wish you would have done that.
Did you say you're wet right now?
You're making a video where people want to see you get wet, make sure you have no posters around when you dump a fucking cup of water on you.
Or you should have just dipped a shirt in a bucket of water or something.
Well, that too.
Fucking dumbass, what the hell? Seems like she should probably wear a helmet.
She probably should.
I mean, on the bright side, she could probably sell anybody anything. But then on the other hand, she's kind of slow and needs a helmet.
Your gut sticking out through your shirt. That's not sexy at all. You're allowed to make up words, she says.
Make up words?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that.
Like there aren't enough words already that are fucked up in the English language.
I'm making two types of cookies this year. I'm doing very good. This is only going to be me, my boyfriend, and my son over. I'm just doing a very easy, spicy gingerbread cookie. And then for my son, I'm doing a sugar cookie.
Begging your kitchen and bake me a pie.
I have many cookie cutters. First, all I saw in the cooking section were these mini cookie cutters.
So are you going to be cooking naked?
They're cute, but I don't just want cookies this size. I think they're adorable. My rats would love them. They're size cookies, but I just wanted to do bigger cookies too. I'm going to use them anyway because small is adorable. Thankfully, they also had gingerbread men cookie cutters, which saved the day. Saved the holiday. Thank you, gingerbread men. There you are, different cookie cutter shapes. Why don't they make good metal cookie cutters anymore? Everything's plastic. But
wow. This is pretty much the reason why I do not make videos. People be bored to do.
I think she means a rolling pin, not a roller. She called them rollers.
Well, look who knows so rolling. Much.
Do not eat Christmas music, bitch. Leave the Christmas music alone. Just keep talking.
You're supposed to come hearing Christmas music, that you're not listening to Christmas music. Thanks, Christmas music.
man, at my job, they only played Christmas music for 2 days, and they're like, fuck this, it's too annoying.
Are you saying foreign people don't like Christmas music?
Then they probably don't. Because, more likely, they probably don't like it because of the fact it's in English. But
I feel the same way about their fucking movies that are not in English.
off in honor of the 2014 Royal Rumble. Although hockey shirts suck. And what the fuck? Why do hockey shirts suck so much? There you go, Ghetto. You can get a Daniel Bryan beard for $6.
Can I get the beard hat, too?
A beard hat?
They have a hat on there. It's fucking furry on the front like it's a beard.
Well, then fine, yes, you can get that, too. Or you get the Shield dog tags.
I don't want Shield anything.
$10 for a fucking wristband. Fuck out of here. $6 for a mask. Yeah, again, fuck out of here. Why the fuck are you listening to the fucking music from the 40s? I mean, yes, I listen to something from the 50s, but I ain't gonna go as far as to the 40s.
Photoshop. No, that was Santa there. The kids, like, in the 80s or even the early 90s, you show them a picture of Santa.
she needs to talk to her boyfriend a little more.
I think so too.
So then she won't have so much so many things to say.
Yeah, she's got cookies to make. Go make your cookies.
Yeah, quit making a fucking video about it.
Boy, the video's getting even better.
Tired of the constant clicking? If there's a better way
yes.
to play, using Smite from Hi-Rez Studio, our patented game.
Hey guys, this is Kat, and today I'm going to show you how to get the most out of your Xbox 360 controller.
Man, I already seen this.
We all know
this. I don't care about Xbox.
Yeah.
But like I said before, she could probably sell me one.
Well, this dude, it was just Gabriel. Has the right idea. He says, open this video for boobs. Only boobs.
See then? So anybody was watching that for.
And Grupa Antonia Heavy said, when I watch your video, I see only boobs.
And now you see why she's such a smartass in her videos about what people wanted to see.
So, yeah. But it's funny how she made a video about accessorizing the Xbox 360 controllers. Now, what about a fucking video about, you know, for people that don't have an Xbox, like, you know, they may have, like, a PS3 or PS4s, you know? Why can't you make a video about that?
Because she obviously doesn't play those.
Well.
No matter how you look at it, no controller is going to be fucking comfortable.
It feels kind of weird to hold. And also, it comes with a battery pack that takes AA batteries, which to me is silly. Why would you want to waste so many batteries on that? But of course, it's another way for Microsoft to make more money by selling me quick charge set. That's the first thing I'm going to say.
Wow.
$25
just for a fucking battery? Fuck out of here.
For fuck's sake, man. PlayStation 3, plug it in and it charges.
Exactly.
She's saying that she got really sweaty palms.
This nifty silicone sleeve. And my sleeve I actually just got off Amazon. If you look up 360 controller sleeve.
Yeah, she loves silicone.
About $5 for the sleeve.
I mean, shit, for Pete's sake, it's in her tits.
The sleeve on it.
Well, thank you for pointing that out.
So also with Chris.
Yeah, I'm just going to pause it on your tits and I'm going to go back to looking at more shit from Heather.
Wow. You're not a fucking pervert or nothing.
Here you go. Oh, wait, never mind. That's sold out. I was going to say, here you go. You can get some, Darth Vader paintings and Boba Fett paintings for $40 and $35.
Oh, yeah, I did see those. Although I am looking for new posters since I took a bunch of shit off my wall.
Yeah. Or you always get, you know, you can't see the face of the other person in that shit. MJ and Gwen sleepover.
The fuck is that?
I guess where Heather and her friend are dressed up as fucking Mary Jane and Gwen from Spider-Man. And they're up there like in a fucking bra and panties having a sleepover.
Is this a video?
No, it's a poster.
Well, that's no fun.
Photo prints will be available in the near future. Interesting. Man, who the fuck was it that had the fucking Deadpool shit? Was it this bitch? No. Nicole Marie Jean. Do you have any posters for, you know, $10? Not too cheap.
Probably not.
$15, $15, $15, $12, $12, $15. Yeah, no. Emma Frost. Shao Kahn. Yep, no. Okay, how much I have left in my account.
Insufficient funds.
Man, that would not surprise me.
Cause I'm broke.
$66, $67 minus. -15 = $51. Yep, I'm gonna go with another Monica Lee picture.
What the hell did you do with the other one?
I still have it. I'm just waiting until my fucking book gets here, so that way I'll just put that in there.
Your book? Your book of what?
I ordered a BCW comic book storage portfolio.
Okay.
I'm just gonna put it in there. Man, I think it's kind of funny because I'm at fucking Amazon. I'm looking at the track package for fucking WWE, the Attitude Era. And it says it's still in transit from fucking New Jersey, yet, even though it's in my PS3.
Well, somebody forgot to update.
Yeah, DHL. Dumb motherfuckers.
Well, I ordered something off of eBay one time, and it kept saying there was still shipping. But it was here, though.
That makes no sense.
And then before it got here, whatever, I messaged the person seeing if they sent it out because it hasn't changed or whatever. And then they answered back that they sent it out and shit after it was already here. But yeah, it's kind of funny. All the people I ordered off of eBay, they all gave me positive feedback. But yet I gave them nothing. My email finally stopped saying, give feedback to this person. Like, why, man? They just made some money off me. What the fuck I gotta give them feedback for?
Right? I think Moncalie needs more merchandise.
You would think they would have a whole lot more since they've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah, I think Ricky needs to put some stuff up for $10.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Learn from your pal, Monica Lee. Her shit's only $10 and then $5 for shipping. That's 15 even right there. Take a lesson from her. She probably makes better money than any of them just because of the fact that they're all $10.
Well, the other ones, when they sell their shit, they get more money.
Yeah. Yaya Han.
What about her?
I'm gonna go see what she has.
She has the same stuff that's been there.
There we go. I should buy me some fucking bat wings.
Yeah, that's what you need. Well, why don't you buy some horns while you're at it?
Yeah, maybe. They're only $7.
Ears or whatever.
Yeah, and I can wear the horns to work one of these days.
How you gonna wear those when you already got a pair sticking out now?
Let's see all the wings she has.
Are we really looking at wings?
Yes. And the cheapest ones are the Bat/Demon Wings, 40% off for $15.
And what do you need those for?
I don't know. Just kind of want them.
Okay.
Yaya Han is the invisible woman. Even though she's not really invisible.
She could be an invisible woman if we could see her.
Yeah, right? There we go. Fucking Yaya Han in a fucking bikini.
Yep.
$15. Yep, I'm going with Monica Lee. For $15, even. And I'm going to go with Little Sister. Just because of the fact she looks badass, and she looks badass as a fucking, I don't know if Little Sister is a zombie or what, but she looks sexy as fuck either way.
Well, play the game and you can find out.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. I think tomorrow Monday, I'll go pick up Bioshock Infinite and see what the hell fucking Little Sister is. See if she's a zombie or what.
There you go.
Let's see here. Maybe it's my tummy. Yep, nope. Yeah, it's on Tommy Jack's shit. Go figure.
Okay.
I hope you blow your engine out, motherfucker. Some dumbass on the highway decided to start revving his fucking engine. So I said, I hope you blow your engine out.
Oh, aren't you nice?
I know, right? I mean, shit, you know, I'm not the one who told him to fucking rev their fucking engine like a dumbass.
Maybe you did.
If that's so, then since I just told him to help, he blows his engine out, maybe his engine will blow up with him in the car.
Well, I mean, you are a witch, man. You can make that happen, right?
Man, I wish I could make this fucking engine blow up. It'd be funny as hell.
It just started raining.
Yeah, man, speaking of fucking rain, man, we had a weirdest fucking weather today.
And why is that?
Because first it was raining, then the sun tried to come out, and then it started snowing.
Well, we just got a bunch of snow here, that's all.
That's okay, because at my job, we have the best fucking plow truck of them all. Because it's not even a plow truck. It's a bulldozer.
A bulldozer?
Yeah, bud. Yeah. We had a fucking bulldozer at work fucking plowing our fucking parking lot.
Okay.
I'm like, hell yeah.
I thought you were saying that sarcastically, and it was really you shoveling the walk.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here.
Where the hell was that thing the last time it was snowing?
Yeah, right?
Didn't you have to shovel last time?
Well, just the sidewalk. So that way, you know, the old people wouldn't have to come. They didn't have to worry about coming in and fucking falling on their fucking old asses.
They'll fall anyway.
Exactly. So why the fuck should I have to fucking make it so that way they don't fall, even though they'll fall anyways. They're old as shit. They're bound to fall.
Yeah.
It's just a part of being old. Get a fucking cane. Get a fucking wheelchair.
Hold up, being old, really? Old people, all they do is fall.
Yes.
Now, if only they had Life Alert.
And even then, it wouldn't help them.
I fell down in... What the hell's the name of your store?
I couldn't get back up. So I use Life Alert.
Even I fell down at this store in our parking lot. I need help. We'll be there in about an hour.
Sorry, ma'am. It's time for donuts. Give us about 2 hours.
I think I saw a vine like that. This lady fell over and she had the Life Alert thing. And they said, all right, we'll be there in an hour. And she's like, fuck this shit. I'll get up myself. Nah, that's probably one of the better ones I've seen.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's really what it's probably like. Probably takes them, you know, the normal amount for police and whatnot to show up.
Yeah, this is true.
Slow-ass fucking people. Aren't you supposed to protect and serve?
Supposed to.
But, like, you take for fucking ever. You're only there on time when we don't need you.
Yeah, right. But when we do need you, you ain't there.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, if I don't want to get paid, I'll get the Jessica Negri once.
Yeah, her big old titties.
Hell yeah. She'll become part of my fucking collection. One of my colleagues autographed the stickers too. Let's find out.
Stickers.
Yeah.
I said what stickers?
Oh, she's got UV laminated stickers featuring a chibi style of drawing of her as little sister from BioShock.
How many fucking pictures she have of herself is that?
She's got pictures and she's got stickers.
Why do you need the sticker signed?
I don't know, I'm just curious. She does them.
Well, tell her. I want that shit signed, motherfucker.
Okay. So trying to pick up little sister's a zombie, or what the hell is she? You know what, fuck it. I'm just going to go with the poster. I don't give a fuck if she's... I mean, she might be a zombie. But either way, Monica Lee looks sexy as fuck as her. So, yeah.
There you go. There's the spirit.
I just got to figure out which print I want. Do I want Little Sister 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Jeez.
Maybe I'll go with 4, since it's of her surrounded by fish.
I guess that makes it better.
It does. add to cart. If you want signed and personalized, please specify if you want. Yes, I want it signed.
No, I just want to pay for this unsigned photo.
Check out. Unless she has some fucking thing, some, the fuck? There you go, Monica Lee. I completely fucking misspelled her name in fucking Facebook.
The fuck?
Yeah, right?
The hell are you on Facebook for?
I want to see if my police got any codes going on or not. But this is where the kick goes off.
Goodbye.
Peace.